We are holding nine lines from the bottom of the page in Daf Lamed Aleph from the base. Today's Daf is Brachos Daf Lamed Beis. So again, nine lines from the bottom. We left off discussing the birth of Shmuel, the circumstances behind the birth of Shmuel, Chana's Tefillah, and that's really why we got into it, because Chana is the paradigm for Tefillah. We learn a lot of halachos of Tefillah from Chana. So the Gemara continues on that theme for just a little bit longer. V'chanihi medaberes aliba. Pasuk says that Chana was medaberes aliba. She was speaking on her heart. Amr Ablazim Rishum Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra. Al iske liba, on issues involving the heart. Amr lefan of Ribbono Shlolam. Kol masha barasa b'isha lo barasa davar echel levatala. Everything that you've created in a human being, in a woman, you haven't created anything that's wasteful. Every single organ, every single limb that a person was given is given for a purpose. Einayim liros, they have eyes in order to see. Aznayim lishmoa, ears in order to hear. Chotem la'riach, we have a nose to smell. Pel ledaber, mouth to speak. Yadayim lasas b'melacha, hands with which to do work. Raglayim la'alich ben, and we have legs in order to walk. So dadim la'anik ben, breaths were created so that a woman could nurse her children. Dadim alalush anasat alibi, so that's the point. Aliba, she spoke about something that was on her heart, physically on her heart. Dadim alalu, these dadim shenasat alibi that you put on my heart. Lamalo lahanik behen. Why am I unable to nurse with them? Tain li ben vanik behen. Give me a child and I will nurse with them. So what Chana was trying to say was that she wanted to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with every limb of her body. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow her to meet her full potential, and her full potential can only be met if she is able to experience motherhood and she's able to bring up a child in the Yiderach of Avodas Hashem. V'amra blazim mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, kol yosh b'taynis b'shabis, korin lo gzardino shal shum shana. If someone is misana, someone goes through a fast day on Shabbos, he'll have 70 years of the bad gzardin torn up. V'afal pikein, chosen from menu din onik Shabbos. And nevertheless, he's still going to be punished for failure to be ma'anik Shabbos, failure to observe onik Shabbos, to enjoy Shabbos. So my takante, what's he supposed to do? On the one hand, it's a great thing. He has 70 bad years that are that are torn up. On the other hand, he's violated onik Shabbos. I'm Rav Nachum Yitzchak, leisif tanisa l'tanisa. Ironically, he has to go through another tainus on Sunday in order to make up for the fact that he was misana on Shabbos. V'amar Ablozer, Chana hiticha dvarim klapei mala. Chana spoke with a sense of chutzpah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, very strongly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar v'tispal al Hashem, melamit shiticha dvarim klapei mala. That's the lashon of al Hashem, as if she's speaking against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amar Ablozer, Eliyo hiticha dvarim klapei mala. Eliyo also spoke with a very strong lashon. Shenemar v'ata sivosas liba makoranis. Eliyo accuses HaKadosh Baruch Hu of leading the hearts of Klal Yisrael in the wrong direction. Amr of Shom Bar Yitzchak, Minayin Shechazer Kodesh Baruch Hu V'Hodol Ol Elio. How do we know that Hashem ultimately was Modet to Elio, that he agreed that Elio was correct? Nechziv Asher Hariyosi, because the Pasuk says Asher Hariyosi, that Hashem says, yes, I've done bad by leading Klal Yisrael's hearts astray. Amr Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, Il Moli Sholosh Mikros Halalu Nismotu Ragleim Shal Son Yisrael. Had it not been for the following three psukim, then Klal Yisrael would be in big trouble. Says Rashi, what does it mean Nismotu to Ragleim? Second wide line of Rashi, Ragleinu B'Mishpat Aval Achshav Yesh Lanu Pischon Peh Shehu Goram Lanu Shabari Yitzar Hara. That in judgment we would face, this is appropriate coming up on Yom Adin, that in judgment we'd have no chance, but with these three psukim we can point out Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, well, it's actually your fault, Hashem. You gave us the Yetzer Hara, so what are we supposed to do? Chad d'chsiv asher hariyosi. One is where Hashem himself says, asher hariyosi. V'chad d'chsiv, hine kechomer b'yad yotzer, kenatem beis Yisrael. That the second one is just like the chomer b'yad yotzer, someone who's fashioning a kli, is able to fashion whatever he wants out of the material in whatever shape he wants. So too, Klal Yisrael was formed in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be formed. V'chad d'chsiv asirosi. That Hashem says, I take away the heart of stone that you have, and instead I give you a lev basar. So, what's this idea of chomer biyada yoser and lev ha'even? So Rashi writes, "Malish shalosh mikros halalu." Like we just saw, there may that our Kodesh Baruch Hu has the ability to be misakin our yetzer hara, take away our yetzer hara. But now we don't. He didn't do it. So therefore, in a certain sense, it's Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kodesh Baruch Hu's fault. If you look at the Rashi, we didn't read Ilmali Shalosh Mikros Halalu Shemi Eden Sheyesh Be'Ara Kodesh Baruch Hu Lesakin Yitzchenu Lahasri Yitzar Hara Mimenu. That Hashem could have been misakin our yitzar. He could have taken it away. He could have taken it away from us. Rav Soloveitchik explains maybe a different beer in the Gemara. We just said that Eliyahu was Hitiach Dvarim Klape Mala Atasi Vos as Liba Macharanis, and we said Minayin Shechazer Kodesh Baruch Vahodulo Eliyahu Dichsev Asher Hariyosi. So the Tain of Eliyahu Atasi Vos as Liba Macharanis maybe is a limud zchus on Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael sinned because of the circumstances and the mitzius through which they lived. And sometimes when a person is put in a certain circumstance, in a certain environment, sinning becomes much more natural to that environment. It becomes much more natural to that person. So if a person has to deal with the Ol HaGolos, Daigas HaPranasa, and all sorts of pressures, so Leo says, so what's Klal Yisrael supposed to do? It's an environment that's ripe for sin. So in the Zman of Eliyahu HaNavi, because of the Bilbul Adas, we saw the Hatzlach of the Rishayim, the Nevi HaBaal, were respected and were seemed to be successful. And on the other hand, we saw the Yisurim, that Tzadikim, that the Nevi HaEmes were suffering from, that they had to hide away in caves. So that was very difficult for Bnei Yisrael to stand by that Nisayon, to stand up to such a Nisayon, and not to sin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to that, Asher Yossi, Enoch Inami, based on the Tanayim, based on the conditions that they had to live, it was very difficult for them to stand with Nisayon, and that's a limud zchus for Klal. So it's not so much about the Yetzer Hara, it's more about life circumstances that they had to go through. And this, a person has bechira chavshis in life. The Rabbim writes in Parakei of Hilchos Tshuva, Rishus l'kal adam nesuna, im ratza latos satsma l'derech tova v'lios sadika rishus biyado, v'im ratza latos satsma l'derech ro v'lios rasha, her rishus biyado. Person wants to be a tzaddik, he can be. Person wants to be a rasha, he can be. Person has bechira chavshis. Nevertheless, we know the Chumash tells us, ve'chabed Hashem es leiv paro, that Hashem hardens the heart of paro. Major machlokas Rambam and the Ravid, exactly how to make sense of that in light of bechira, but Rav Soloveitchik quotes it, the Ibn Ezra writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left Paro with Bechira Chavshis to free Bnei Yisrael, but he made it very difficult for Paro to choose good, because Paro thought that it would be better for him and for Mitzrayim to not be Meshacharis Bnei Yisrael, meaning he gave him a certain perspective where it made more sense for him not to free Klal Yisrael, even though, from if you're thinking logically, of course it made more sense for him to, yes, free Klal Yisrael. So again, the Bechira is always there, but sometimes the Matzav HaChayim, the situation that when you analyze what makes more sense for you in your life, and you're analyzing the Tzad HaRa and the Tzad HaTov, the situation leads you more to the Tzad HaRa. Maybe that was the Taina of Eliyahu HaNavi, that you put Klal Yisrael in such a terrible situation. Another point that Rav Soloveitchik makes, we make the comparison to the Chomer Biyada Yotzer. So there are two types of Kelim that are Mekabel Tuma. There's Kli Shetef and Kli Cheres. The difference between them is Kli Cheres is Ein Lo Takana El B'Shvira. If Kli Cheres becomes Tame, the only way to be Matar, can't be Matar, you got to break it. Kli Shetef, you bring to a mikvah, and it becomes Tar that way. So Yirmiyahu Navi compares Klal Yisrael to Kli Adama that are not Husak B'Kivshan. Kli Adama, you could be you could be Mosif Mayim and make the Kli again from new. But in Parak Yates, he compares it to Kli Cheres, Ein Lo Takana El B'Shvira, which can only be fixed by breaking them. So says Rav Soloveitchik, maybe there are two Mahalchim in doing Tshuva. There are some people that recognize their mistakes, and they fix their ways, and Tshuva comes easy to them. They hear Musar, they're inspired, and right away they're able to, they're like Kli Adama. The Yotzer comes and makes it a Kli Chadash easy. easily. He hasn't yet completely fashioned the kli. He's still working on it, and therefore just adds a little bit of ingredients, adds a little bit of water, refashions it a little bit, and everything works out great. And that's what Yirmiyahu HaNavi speaks about in Perek Yud Ches, when he talks about Goyim in general, who are able to tshuva right away. And the example of that is Nineveh. Right after Yonah comes and he gives Nineveh Musar, good, they're ready to do tshuva. But then there are people that are like a kli cheres. Their derech to tshuva is much more difficult, like the tower of a kli cheres. It has to come through shvira, they have to break themselves. There's another din by a kli cheres. Whatever a kli cheres is boleya, the kli cheres is einu yotzei midei dofna liolam. So that could be viewed as a negative, when it's boleya, something negative. But if it's boleya kachim, so the kachim also is einu yotzei midei dofna liolam. So says Rav Soloveitchik, kli cheres requires shvira, whether the kli cheres is nitma, whether it's nivla bo kachim. Klal Yisrael is nimshal l'kli cheres. And that's what Yirmiyahu HaNavi speaks about in Perek Yates, that Klal Yisrael had Memches Nevi'im, and even though they were Misnave and they were Mochiach Klal Yisrael, we wouldn't do tshuva. It didn't come easily for us. The Goyim, Lahavdil, in a single moment, they do tshuva. One Navi comes and tells them to do tshuva, they do tshuva. But why? What's the underlying cause for that? Why are they so much quicker to do tshuva? It's because Klal Yisrael's Bevuchinas Kli Cheres. Whatever is in our walls, whatever is Yotze, whatever is Nivla in the Kli, is not Yotze Midei Dofen L'Yolam. So it's much more difficult to do tshuva. And our tshuva has to come through the tshuva of a kli cheres, through shvira, to do tshuva gemura, to make a brand new kli. You can't just adjust it slightly. Vayomer Moshe al Hashem, the pasuk says, Im namatzasi chein ve'enecha Hashem yelich na Hashem b'kirbenu, ki am kshei oref hu v'salach lav v'nein chatsenu chaltanu. So Rav Soloveitchik points out, very strange taina, Moshe says. Hashem, if we find chein ve'enecha, you should come amongst us. Why? Because we're stubborn as anything, and that's why you should forgive us. Because we're stubborn, that's why you should forgive us? No, he's saying, Hashem, you should come amongst Klal Yisrael. But yes, because we're stubborn, meaning that even though we're Shakua and Avod Zara, but B'nai Yisrael like a Kli Cheres, that whatever is Balua in us is never going to leave us. And we're Balua with Kedusha. The Kedusha is never going to leave the nature of Klal Yisrael. And that's why when the guy does tshuva, the tshuva is a much less lasting tshuva. The Raya, again, is Anshe Ninve. They did tshuva, and then Melech Asher comes from Nineveh and destroys Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's Bevchinas Kli Cheres, when Kedusha is Nivla, and then the Kedusha never goes away from them forever. When they do tshuva, the tshuva is going to be a tshuva gemura. So that's the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that Hashem should come b'kirbeinu. That's the beer, perhaps, or something suggests, of these psukim of Chomer B'yad Yotzer. Says Gemara Vayter, Rav Papa Amr Mehach V'asruchi Atein B'kir B'chem V'asisi Asher B'chukai Telechu V'Amr Rav Lazar Moshe Asher B'chukai Telechu V'Amr Rav Lazar Moshe Moshe Rabbeinu also spoke with a certain sense of forcefulness. Takarosh Baruch Hu Shenemar Vayispal Moshe El Hashem Al Tikri El Hashem Ela Al Hashem. The Moshe Rabbeinu didn't just speak toward Hashem, but he spoke Al Hashem. Shekein Debei Rebbe Lozer Ben Yaakov Korin La Alfin Einin Ula Einin Alfin. Because sometimes we find that an Aleph and an Ayin are interchangeable. Debei Rebbe Yane Amri Mehacha Vidi Zahav. Debei Rebbe Yane says that where do we find Moshe Rabbeinu Sitiach Dvarim Klapei Mala? From the following pasuk. Pasuk says, Vidi Zahav. My Vidi Zahav, what is Vidi Zahav referring to? Amrit Verabiani, Kacham Moshe of Nekodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe says to Hashem, Ribbono Shalom, Bishvil Kesav Zav Sheshpatalam Yisrael Hacharamru Dai, Hu Garam Shasvas Egel. You want to know what Klal Yisrael did the Egel? You gave him too much too quickly. You gave him all this money to the point where they couldn't even fathom having all that wealth. That's what caused them to do the Egel. Amrit Verabiani, Einari Noheim, Mitoch Kupa Shal Teven, El Mitoch Kupa Shal Basu. He gives a Mashal, says a lion only starts acting wild when you feed it meat. When you feed it tevin, when you feed it straw, doesn't get crazy yet. Amr Rabbi Yoshia, Mashal Adam Shaisalo Para Kachusha Ubalase Varim. If you have a weak cow that needs to eat, Hechila Karshinin, you feed it fancy food, Vaisim Va'etasbo will kick. It will go wild. Amr la mi garam laich shatem va'etasbi, and you say to the cow, what caused you to kick me? El karshin shechalticha, I excited you by giving you the karshinin. So that's the second mashal. Amr b'chir barab amr b'yochan mashal ad mechot shaylo ben. It's like a man who has a child. Hirchitzo v'sacho v'achilo v'ashkeu v'tol lo kisal tzavaro. You give him everything he needs. You bathe him and you clean him and you feed him well, so he's healthy and he's good looking. And then you put a money pouch around his neck. V'oshivu al pesach shel Shalzonos, and you're standing right next to the Pesach Shalzonos, what's the child supposed to do to not sin? It's you put him in a circumstance where he pretty much has no choice. Amr Vach Breder Afun Amr Rav Sheshes Hainu Damri Inchi Mali Krese Zani Bishi Shnemar Kamarisam Vayispu Savu Vayarm Liba Malken Shechechune. That when a person fills their stomach, so then bad things are going to come out of it. A person feels too content with their gashmius. They're given too much, it leads to sin. Rav Nachman Amar Mehacha V'ram Levavcha V'Shachachtas Hashem. That your heart will be raised and then you forget Hashem. Rabbanan Amar Mehacha V'Achal V'Sava V'Dashan Ufana. That we enjoy and we're satiated and then we turn away. V'Yibay Sem Mehacha V'Yishmen Yishurin V'Yivat. That we kick against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar B'Shul V'Nachmeni Amar B'Yonson Minayin Shechazer HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Hodol Al Moshe. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moda to Moshe Rabbeinu? That it was the fact that he spoiled us too much, that led us to do the Egel. Shemar v'kesef v'beisiv l'vizav asu l'bal. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's moda that he had given us too much, and that's what, because of all the kesef that he had given us, that's what led us astray. That's a big nekuda, obviously, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship to Klal Yisrael, but also in Klal Yisrael's relationship to our own children, in terms of the way that we spoil them. Sometimes when we think we're being nice, we're setting them up for failure. Putting a child, the imagery of Mayasa ben Shalayechta, when you give a child, the modern day mashal is so precise of the unfiltered internet access, where he's mamish al pesach hazonos, and Mayasa ben Shalayechta. What does a parent expect where you give him the wherewithal to do all sorts of terrible things? Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe, lech reid. So Hashem says to Moshe, go down. My lech reid. So what does lech reid mean? So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, reid migduloscha. You have to leave your position of godless, meaning you were raised to a certain position for a certain purpose, and you no longer serve that purpose, as the Gemara is going to explain. You think I gave you gedula for any reason other than for the sake of Klal Yisrael? Va'achshav Yisrael chatu, atalamali, unbelievable phrase. Hashem says, now that Klal Yisrael is sinning, what do I need you for? I don't need you anymore, Moshe. You don't serve any purpose without Klal Yisrael. Miyad tashash kocho shel Moshe. So Moshe became weakened, v'lo hayu lo koach l'daber, and he didn't have the strength to speak. V'kivan sha'amar, but once Hashem gave him a little bit of a pesach, a little bit of a hint that he still has the ability to do something, Hashem said to him, haref mimeni v'ashmideim, let go of me, loosen me so that I can go and destroy them. As if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, yeah, but as long as you're here, you're holding on to me too tight, so go away so I can destroy them. What do you mean go away? So just destroy them. Why does he have to tell Moshe to go away? So Amar Moshe, Davar Zeh Talui Bi. Moshe realized, oh, it's still up to me. Miyad Amad v'nischazik b'tfilah. So right away, he was mechazik himself in tefilah, bikesh rachamim, and he was mechazik rachamim for Klal Yisrael. Mashal the melech, shekos al beno. It's like a king who gets angry at his child, v'yemakehu maka gedola, and he hits the kid and he starts punishing the kid, v'yeovo yoshiv lefanav umisyari lomer lo davar. But the beloved friend of the king is sitting right there and he's afraid to say anything to the king. He doesn't want to speak because he sees the king is angry and he sees that the king is probably going to lash out at anybody. Amar Melech, so the king says something to give a hint to the Oev. King says, ilmoli avi zesh yoshiv lefanai hiragticha. He says to the child, if not for the fact that my friend was standing right here and it would look bad, I'd kill you if not for him. So Amar Davarzeh Talibi, so the Oev realizes that the king is hinting to him that he should step in, that he's that's his role, that's why he's there. Miyad Amad V'Yitzilu, so right away he gets up and he saves the child, because he realizes that's his entire role, that's what he's doing there. The Re'im Horovitz in the Reb Lezer Moshe Horovitz in the back of the Gemara points out that we had a few different mashalim. We had the mashal of an ari nohem, of a lion that eats meat, and when it eats meat it goes crazy. We have a mashal of a para, that when the para eats the good foods it kicks its master. And now we have the mashal of a ben melech, the ben melech who's treated nicely and he rebels against his master until the ohev has to step in place. So says the Re'im Horovitz, Nira dahani gimel mitli, he neged erev rav, the Yisrael, the Aharon. The three Mishalim are Keneged. Number one, the Erev Rav. Number two, Klal Yisrael. And number three, Aharon HaKohen. The Erev Rav Domina Ari, Shadarko Lahazik, a lion is an animal that you expect to do damage. Valeim Amar Hashem Shiches Amcha, Veheshev Moshe, Ein Ari Nohem. So Hashem says, your nation has done terrible things, have done destructive things. He's referring to the Erev Rav, they're the ones that led the way. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, a lion only goes crazy when it's fed meat, when you give it too much. So he compares it to a lion. Yisrael Domin Lepara. Yisrael is like a para. Shalulei Akashin in Loisam Va'etes. By its nature, the para doesn't go around kicking and breaking things. That's not what a para does. Shein Darka Livo. Titoldu Dekeren Meshunahu. But part of what Karen is, the way it's an unusual thing. It's not normal for a parrot to go around damaging and being destructive. So Moshe Rabbeinu says it's only because of the Kashinim. You made them crazy. The Erev Rav Ein Hachinami, it's the Derech Lahazik, you just encouraged it. Klal Yisrael, you made them crazy. And Aaron Domelu Ben Melech, Shalom Bal Yadochet, Rak Machmas Yeshivaso, Bein Machtiim. And Aaron is like the Ben Melech, the most beloved one who never would have sinned other than the influences from those around him. So that's the mashal of the Ben Melech, where you put the kiss al tzavaru and you put him in front of the bezonos. What do you expect to happen? That's Aaron HaKohen. Those are the three mashalim Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horovitz points out. Okay, says Gemara Vayter, Va'ata Yinich, about 10 lines into the wide lines. Va'ata Anichli Ve'yicharapi Bahem. So now leave me alone, and I will my anger will flare against them. Ba'achaleim Ve'esos Chol Goy Gadol, and I will wipe them out, and I'll make you, Moshe, into a great nation. Very strange, no? HaKadosh Baruch Hu just told Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't need you anymore. Once Klal Yisrael is out of the picture, you're not important. And now he says, yeah, and once Klal Yisrael is out of the picture, I'll make you the most important person. You'll become the great nation. Not sure what to make of that. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Il Moli Mikro Kosov Yev Shalo Omro, but had the Pasuk not said it, just the first part of the Pasuk, we would never be able to say this. Melamed Shetafsu Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kadom Shutofis Eschaver Bebigdo. Now Moshe grabbed HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a person grabs his friend by his clothing. And he says, Ribbono Shalom, I will not leave you alone, I will not let go until you give mechila and slicha to Klal Yisrael. We learn that from Hanichali. Hashem says, leave me alone so I could go and allow my anger to flare up. Sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, no, I will not leave you alone. The Tzlach points out in his commentary to the Gemara over here, in the Debuda, in his commentary to the Gemara, and the Tzlach says that in general, we know one of the Ikarei Emunah, according to the large majority of Rishonim, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a guf, that there's no physical presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and any time we give a mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu having guf, it's just that, it's a mashal, but it's not to be taken literally. So Tzach says, even when we do give a mashal like Tafso, we don't say Tafso HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tafsalo bibigdo, meaning not the etzem Hashem. What's a beged? A beged is something that's outside of the person. It's not what the person really is. So Tzach says, but there's something more about a beged. The Tzach says, begadim shadim lovesh mora al tocha nafsho v'libo. The begadim that a person wears is a reflection of where the person is at emotionally, what the person is doing with his life at that point in time. If it's a shas chedva, hu lovesh bigdei chofesh. If a person, there's vacation clothing, there's work clothing, there's celebration clothing, shas evel v'tzar lovesh bigdei shchorim, shas melchama lovesh cher v'chanes. So you can see, based on the person's clothing, where the person is holding. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishtamish b'midos of v'yam akablim. Emosim ritzono, lovesh bigdei ratzon v'chesed, v'lovsho kital g'chiver. Hashem will wear white clothing like snow, when it's a time of ratzon, when it's a time where he's feeling good about Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael is doing averos, lovesh bigdei zam, midas hadin. So at the time of the Chet HaEgel, toves Moshe bigdo, midas hadin, ha'af ha'chema. Moshe Rabbeinu grabbed on to the af and the chema, and he said, eini manichacha, I'm not going to let you go, I'm not going to let the af and chema just run freely. So that's what Tzach says. Even when we're giving physical characteristics to Hashem, we try to keep it as far away from being literal as possible. So I saw in Shar Mitzvah Nebalach, he just adds, Pasuk Kol says, "B'kol eis yubegadech levenim v'shemen al roshecha al yechzar." That the midos. That what are we saying? That we should daven that all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's clothing should be white? No. The point is, like the Tzach says, that the clothing reflects an attitude. So we should we daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should always have reason for the white clothing, for the clothing that he wears when kaviyot, so to speak, when when Klal Yisrael does mitzvos. Ve'esos chalagai gadol, make you into a great nation, right in the Gemara, Amr Blazar, Moshe V'nekar Shbarach, Ribonu Shalom, Uma kisei shel shalosh regalim, Enu yachol lamud lefenecha, B'shas kaischa, kisei shel regal echad, Alachas kama v'kama. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you can make me into a great nation. You had a stool that had three legs, and it couldn't stand when you got angry. You had Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, were the foundations of this nation, and you're ready to wipe them out. So one leg is going to stand, no matter how great you think I am. I'm not Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all put together. Plus, how am I going to face them? They're going to look at me and they're going to say, this is the great leader, the one who was looking for his own authority, his own godless, and wasn't interested in being merachim on Klal Yisrael and asking for rachim for Klal Yisrael. So the pasuk says Moshe was vayichal es pnei Hashem. The Gemara is going to have five different interpretations what that means. That Moshe Rabbeinu was omid b'tfila until mechila was given. V'rava amar achihita lo nidro, until the neder was hutar. Ksifach veichal ksifasam lo yachal dvaro. V'amar hu eino meichal aval acherim mechilin lo. Person can't be matter his own neder, but other people could be matter neder. Shmuel says no, it means that Moshe Rabbeinu gave himself up for death on Klal Yisrael. Shnemer v'im'ayin mecheni nami sifrecha. That Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen, if you're not going to be mochel Klal Yisrael, then just erase me from your sefer. Amar Avam Ravitzach, melamit shechla alei mitas rachamim, that the mitas rachamim was chal on Klal Yisrael. It's the fourth interpretation of chal. For Rabbanan Amri, melamit shamu Moshe Rabbeinu Shbarchu, Ribbanu Shalom chulin hu that it's chulin to you to do something like this. That's vayichal. It's a fifth interpretation. There are six apparently. That it's chulin to you. It's beneath you. It's such a mundane thing for such a holy being to be insulted like this and take it out on them. Vayichal Moshe es pnei Hashem. Tainer Blazer Agad Olomer Melamit Shom Moshe B'Tefilu V'Nei Kodesh Baruch Hu Atchach Zasa Achilu. That Moshe Rabbeinu would daven until he was struck by disease, by a certain type of disease, till he got sick. May Achilu. What is this disease? Amar Blazer, Eish Shalatzamos. It's a fire of the bones, some type of inflammation or fever in the bones. May Eish Shalatzamos. Amar Abai, Ashta Degarmi, bone fever, whatever that is. Zach L'Avram Yitzchak L'Yisrael Avedecha. You should remember Avram Yitzchak Yisrael, your servants, Asher Nishbat Alem Bach, that you swore to them, Bach. So my Bach, what do you mean Bach? What does that mean? Amar Blazer, Amar Moshe L'Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, Il Mali Nishbata Lehem B'Shamayim Va'aretz, Hayis Yomer, K'shem Shashamayim Va'aretz B'Telem, Kach Shvoscha B'Tela. If you would have swore to them by the Shamayim Va'aretz, you would have used that as the imagery of your Shavua, so I would say, okay, so Shamayim Va'aretz could be destroyed, the Shavua could be nullified as well. V'achshav Shenishbata Lehem B'Shimcha HaGadol, but you took the Shavua in your own great name. Ma Shimcha HaGadol Chai V'Kayim L'Olam L'Olam L'Olamim, Kach Shvoscha K'yam L'Olam L'Olam. So just like your great shame is kayim forever, so too the shvua has to be kayim forever. The shvua can never go away. So the pasuk says, speak to them and say that I will make their children great like the stars of the sky, and this land that I said I'm going to give, I'm going to give. Hi, Asher Amarti. What's Asher Amarti? Asher Amarta mi bayulei. It should have said Asher Amarta. So Amar Blazer, Ad kan divrei Talmud, mikan ve'ilach divrei Rav. Up until this point was the words of Moshe. From here on, it's Hashem speaking. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, no, Eilu ve'ilu divrei Talmud. The whole time was Moshe speaking. Aye, then why does it say Asher Amarti and not Asher Amarta? Meaning, after all, it's Hashem who's the one that promised it. So Alekachom Moshe Bnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe was saying to Hashem, Ribon Shom, Dvarim Sha Amarta Li Leich Emor Lahem Li Yisrael Bishmi. Halachti ve'amarti lehem b'shimcha. Those words that you told me that I should tell Klal Yisrael, that they're going to be taken out of Mitzrayim and that everything's going to be great and they're going to be a great nation and they're going to get Eretz Yisrael, I delivered the message 100% exactly the way it was supposed to be delivered. Achshav ma'ani yomer lehem. Now what should I tell them? I already told them in your name everything that I was supposed to tell them. How am I supposed to tell them? What am I supposed to tell them if you're going to destroy everything? Me built Yecholas Hashem, so it's beyond the Yecholas Hashem. People are going to say is Moshe Rabbeinu's taina. Why Yecholas? Asked the Gemara. Yachal Hashem ibayle. Why the lashon nekevet should be Yachal Hashem? Amar Blazar Moshe Bnei Kodesh Baruch Hu Ribono Shalom. Achshav Yomru Umos Haolam Tashash Kocho Kinekeva Ve'inu Yachal Lahatzil. That the Umos Haolam are going to look at this and they're going to say that the reason Klal Yisrael is wiped out is because you didn't have the ability to save them. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, meaning that you were weakened like a nekeva. You didn't have the ability to save them. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, V'lo kvar ro nisim u'gvurush ha'asisa le'maliyam. If people say that, they're just not paying attention. Didn't people see what I did by Kriyas Yamsuf? That was pretty impressive, no? So Amar Lefanav, so Moshe Rabbeinu says back, Ribbono Shalom, Adayin Yeshem Lomar LeMelech Echad Yachal Lamud, L'shosh Me'echad Melachim, Enu Yachal Lamud. No, they're going to say, yes, so he beat one king, he beat Paro. But the 31 kings that inhabit Eretz Yisrael, that he's never going to be able to beat. Those are 31 very powerful kings. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin Shechazar Kodesh Baruch Hu V'hodu Lo LeMoshe. How do we know Hashem was molded to that time of Moshe? Shem Ravayom Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha. He didn't just say I forgave them. He said Salachti Kidvarecha, meaning your taina was a valid taina. Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Kidvarecha Asidim Umos Holom Lomar Kain. You're right. Like you said, the Umos Holom are going to say this. Ashrei Talmid Sharaba Modelo. How fortunate is the Talmud whose Rebbe is molded to him. V'ulam Chaya Ni Amar Rav Amar Rav Yitzchak Malam Yisham Lakosh Baruch Hu Moshe Moshe Achi Seini Bidvarecha. You have given me life with your words. Meaning, what do you mean you've given HaKadosh Baruch Hu life? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chayil the olam and olam and olam. What do you mean he gives them life? So Rashi adds in two words. Hechiseini b'fnei ha'umos. The umos, otherwise, had I carried out my original plan, the umos olam would say that I was tashash kolchok in a cave, that I didn't have the ability to do anything, but you have given me, you have been a good PR person, you've given me life in the eyes of the umos. Darish of Simlai, the olam yisad adam shivcha shal kodosh baruch hu v'achar kach yispalo. Person should first say divrei shevach to Hashem, and then daven, then be mevakesh his own needs. Minolan, how do I know this? Mimoshe d'chsiv eschanan al Hashem be'isahi, uksiv Hashem elukim ata achilos al haras usavducha eschaldecha v'asyamcha chazaka, ashamil b'shamayim varas asher yasek ma'asech l'kvor asecha, uksiv basrei, evra na v'eres haras atova. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? It says he went to daven, and how did the tefillah go? Hashem, you're so great, you're so wonderful, you do such great things, and then, oh, by the way, can I go into Eretz Yisrael? So he was first Mishabeach Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then was Mevakish what he needed from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Gedola Tefillah Yosem Maisim Tovim. Tefillah, in a sense, is greater than Maisim Tovim. Shein Lecha Gadol Maisim Tovim Yosem Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no one that was better at Maisim Tovim than Moshe Rabbeinu. V'afal Pikein, Lonena Ele B'Tefillah. Still, he was only answered as a result of his Tefillah. Shemar Al Tosef Daber Elai, V'samach Lai Alei Rosh HaPiska. So it was only because of his Dibur, because of his speaking, because of his Tefillah, that he was Zocha to be answered. Tosef just points out, Gedola Tefillah Yosem Maisim Tovim below Tefillah. Tefillah is better than if you have Maisim Tovim without Tefillah. Shari Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom Afal Pishra Yubi Al Maisim Tovim Hutzrok Tefillah. Meaning, how do we prove that Tefillah is better than Maisim Tovim one alone without the other? That we can't prove from here because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give up on Maisim Tovim and do Tefillah instead. He added Tefillah to the Maisim Tovim that he already had. Vamra Blazer, Gedol Tainis Yosem Minat Tzedakah. Tainis. Fasting is greater than giving tzedakah. My taima, zebegufo, zebemono, because taina is something you do with your body, tzedakah is something you do with your money. Now, it's not always clear in Shas that what you do with your guf is better than what you do with your money. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Yeron Beis, begufe atruchu rabbanan, bemamone lo atruchu rabbanan. That maybe for certain mitzvos, the rabbanan were matriach a person to do them physically, but not to hire somebody to do them. Implies that hiring somebody is a bigger mesiras nefesh. But again, we're going to have a Gemara later in the Masechta. Yesh l'cha adam shagufo chavalav yasim manov, yesh l'manu chavalav yasim igufo. Yesh v'yesh, different types of people out there. So some people, the guf is more valuable than the money, some people, the money is more valuable than the guf. B'chol nafshcha v'chol ma'odecha. Different people, means different things. V'ram lov lozer, g'dola tfila yasim min ha-karbanos. Tfila is greater than the karbanos. Sh'nemar, lama li lov ziv chechem, uksiv, uparskom kapechem. Om rabbi yachon kolkoin shaharges ha-nefesh, lo yisa es kapov. Sh'nemar, yedechem damim aleyu. That a person who, a Kohen, who has killed somebody, is no longer allowed to duchen after he's killed somebody. The Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chav Ches discusses what if a person kills B'Shogeg, what if a Kohen kills B'Shogeg, says even so, even if a Kohen kills B'Shogeg, the fact that Mishnah Berurah writes in Simon Kuf Chav Ches over there in Sivkan Kuf Chav Ches, Ein Kateger Nasa Senegeri, that you just can't have the vehicle through which death came into this world serve as the vehicle for Bracha, for Klal Yisrael. So they're not allowed to be Nosei Kapayim. This is a very halachah l'maisa shayla for Kohanim who serve in the Israeli army. So they're snipers and they kill people. They kill people in battle. Whether they're allowed to to whether it applies to killing when it's a mitzvah to kill, whether it applies to David HaMelech couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash because he killed. What do you mean? He killed in he was doing a great mitzvah, fighting the Chumash mitzvah. Okay, Rav Avadia has tshuvas about this. Ram Rablazim, Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash Ninulu Shari Tefillah. From the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the gates of Tefillah were closed, were locked. Shenemar, Gam Ki Azak Ve'ashaveya Shosim Tefilasi. Vafbi Shari Tefillah Ninulu Shari Dimalo Ninulu. Even though the gates of Tefillah were closed, the gates of tears were not locked. Shenemar, Shama Tefilasi Hashem V'shavasi Azina Al-Demasi Al-Techresh. Rava lo gozer tainisa biyoma di'iva. Rava would not be gozer tainis on a cloudy day. Mishum shenemar sechosa ba'anan leich me'avar tefila. Because it was a sign that Hashem was not so eager to accept tefila. Va'amar blazer miyom shchar beis hamigdash nifseka chomas barzel ben Yisrael aviyam shevashamayim. And from the day that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Chumash Barzel has come between Klal Yisrael and Avim Shevashmayim. Shemar v'ata kach lecha machvas Barzel v'nasato sakir Barzel bein chol v'ein ha'ir. Amar b'chanan amar Rabbi Chanina. Chol amarech b'tfilaso ein tfilaso chazeres reikam. Anyone who davens long, his tfila will not be turned back empty. Minolan, how do we learn this? Mimosh Rabbeinu. Shemar v'espala l'Hashem. It says v'espala l'Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu davened for 40 days. So, and then Hashem listened to the tefillah. So you see, if you keep on pushing, person keeps on pushing in his tefillah, Hashem ultimately will listen. I mean, you keep storming the gates of heaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately will listen. Aini v'amar b'chia barabba amar b'yochan kol amarach b'tfilasa ma'ayin ba sof bali deke ev lev. But didn't we learn the opposite, that if a person is marach b'tfila and he's ma'ayin in his tefila, it's just going to lead to heartbreak. Shemar tochelos m'mushacha machla lev. So that continuing tefila will just lead a person to heartbreak. Says Gemara, mai takante yasuk p'torah. What should a person do to fix the heartbreak? He shall learn Torah. Shemar ve'etz chayim tava ba ve'ein etz chayim el Torah. Shemar etz chayim il machazikim ba. Etz chayim is a reference to Torah, but bottom line is we see Akasha, is it a good idea to be marach b'tfila or a bad idea to be marach b'tfila? Says Mar lo kasha, had marach ma'ayen ba, had marach lo ma'ayen ba. One is if you're marach without being ma'ayen, that apparently was good, and one is being marach and being ma'ayen, that apparently is bad, to be ma'ayen ba also. Says Rashi, what's ma'ayen ba? Mitzapa shetasa ba'kashaso al yidei ha'arachaso. Sof she'nenasas v'nimtis tochel z'much shachachinam v'ikeiv lev k'shadam mitzapa v'ein tavasu ba. He gets his expectations up. Ma'ayen ba means that he's marach in his tefillah, and he expects, because I'm being marach in the tefillah, Hashem has to answer me. So if one expects that Hashem has to answer him, so then he's setting himself up for heartache. Hashem doesn't have to do anything. Hashem maybe will answer yes, maybe will answer no. Person, that's the iyun tefillah that we look down upon. Amar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, Imradam Shespal V'lonen LeYachsav Yispal. If a person sees that he davened and he wasn't answered, daven more. Shnemer Kaveil Hashem, Chazak V'yamesi Becha, V'Kaveil Hashem. Right? Be Kaveil Hashem, and then be Mechazik yourself, and go more, keeping Kaveil Hashem. Tosus raises the question over here. We said that being ma'ain in the tefillah is a bad thing. Fractosus temed ha'achem mashma diyun tefillah lav mal yusuhu v'chein mashma perik haroa gimel dvar maskirin avonosav shaladim kamar yin tefillah, that yin tefillah is one of the things that brings to mind the avonos of a person. But v'lokein mashma perik mefanin in the Gemara in Shabbos to kamar adamachal perasen bal mazeva kachashiv iyun tefillah. One of the things we list amongst the things that were ochel perasen bal mazeva karen kamar salam abba is iyun tefillah. Alma mal yusuhu sounds like a great thing. V'chein mashma get pashtun the Gemara in Babasra the kamar mishlosh dvar mein adam nitzal b'chol yom Kamar Ian Tfilah, Pir Shayna the Ma'ayinba, Imkein Mashmashu Tov, that a person, so one of the veros that people do every single day, all the time, that we is that we don't do enough Ian Tfilah. Sounds like Ian Tfilah is a very good thing. V'yishlomer detrei Ian Tfilah yesh, Ian Tfilah dahacha metzapa shetav bekashaso, V'yin Tfilah dahasam shemachavin is libel Tfilah. Ian Tfilah means two things. Sometimes it means confidence that Hashem has to answer your Tfilah, that's a bad Ian Tfilah, and sometimes it just means kavana, that's obviously a good Ian Tfilah. There are four things that require chizik. Torah, ma'asim tovim, tefillah v'derech eretz. Torah, ma'asim tovim, tefillah v'derech eretz. All require chizik. Torah, ma'asim tovim, minayin, shenemer, rach, chazak v'yamatz, ma'od, l'shmor v'lasos, k'kol ha'torah. Chazak v'torah v'amatz, ma'asim tovim, tefillah minayin. I don't know if tefillah requires chizuk. Shnemar kavei al Hashem, chazak v'yamets ubecha v'kavei al Hashem. Derech eretz minayin. Shnemar chazak v'nischazek. But amenu, and that's about that's about melchama. But so that's derech eretz. So all these things require chizuk, right? Rashi says v'schazek v'latim shuchiyadcha el chazor v'kavei. Tzrichin chizuk sheischazek adamen tamid b'kol kolcho. Tzrichin chizuk means you have to put your all into it and you have to keep trying. So I mean, the point is that it requires hasmada, that it's not enough to just give up after a certain point of time. You have to keep on storming the doors over and over again, keep on trying over and over again. So Salvejik suggests maybe you could explain a variety of different minhagim that we have based on this Gemara. He says maybe that's why the minhag is when Messiah Masechta, what do we do right away? We begin the next Masechta right away on the spot. On the same Shabbos of Messiah Sefer Bereishis, we begin Sefer Shemos at Mincha. Simchas Torah, Messiah Kriyas HaTorah of the whole Chumash, we begin Sefer Bereishis. Why? Because when we end something, we show that it's going to be basmada, that we're going to keep on going. We finish, we'll start again. We finished Torah. Torah is one of the things that needs chizuk. So we go straight ahead, we go again. Shulchan Aruch or Chaim Sim Kufla Metesif Yiralf, Mechaber writes, someone who is Kori B'Torah, Tzorich Lechos B'Sefer Torah B'Shas Bracha. You're supposed to hold on to the Sefer Torah at the Shas Bracha. The Rama says, Samchum Min Elzel, Shnemer B'Yoshua, Lo Yomer Sefer HaTorah Zahem Mipicha, Chazak V'Yamatz. So again, this is the idea of Tzrichan Chizuk. We physically show a symbol of it, that Tzrichan Chizuk. We say, and that's why some people say Chazak after an Aliyah, because Divrei Torah is Tzrichan Chizuk. A third minute, he says, many kilos sing the piyut Adon Olam after Tfilas Musaf on Shabbos and Yantif. Why? Because davening starts with Adon Olam. Tefillah is one of those things that need chizuk. So that's the source of that minhag. We show that we're starting again, that we're not giving up on tefillah, that we keep on going. Vatomer Tzion azavani Hashem, back in the Gemara of Hashem Shechani. So Tzion says, Hashem has abandoned me, Hashem has forgotten me. Hainu azu v'hainu shkuchu. What's the difference between being abandoned and being forgotten? Amr Shlakish, Amr Knesset, Sisoth, and Ekarish Baruch, Ribonishlon. Adam nosi isha alishto rishona, Zokhar maisa rishona, Ata zavtani v'shachachtani. A person marries a second wife, he still remembers the first wife. You have abandoned me and forgotten me. Not only have you gone and married a second wife, you forgot about me entirely. Amr Lakarish Baruch, Biti, Yud Beis Mazal, Sakarish Baruch says, listen. Listen to what I do for Klal Yisrael. Yud Beis Mazal is Barasi Barakia. I have 12 galaxies in the Rakia. I'll call Mazal and Mazal Barasi Lo Shloshim Chel. And for each Mazal, they're in charge of 30 smaller, whatever, smaller officers. It's going to keep going down. I can't come up with words for every single one. I'll call Chel V'Chel Barasi Lo Shloshim Ligayon. And for each Chel, I have 30 Ligayon officers. Legions. I'll call Ligayon V'Ligayon Barasi Lo Shloshim Riaton. And for each Ligayon, I have 30 Riatons. I'll call Riaton V'Riaton Barasi Lo Shloshim Karton. And each of the Riatons are in charge of 30 cartons. I'll call carton and carton brasil shoshum gistra. I'll call gistra for gistra talisi bo sholosh meos vishishim chamisha alfi ribo kochavim. And each single gistra has 365,000 kochavim. Keneged yimos hachama. 365 ribo. So it's a lot more than that. So Kenegin Yimos Hachama, V'kulun lo barasi el b'shvilcha, and all of it I only created for you. V'at amrit zavtani v'shachachtani, and so I created all this. The whole galaxy was created just for you, and you're going to say that I forgot about you. Hatishkach isha ula, does a woman forget her baby? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, klum eshkach olos ayalim u'pitrei rucham shekraftu l'fanei b'midbar. Hashem says, what, you think I forgot all the beautiful karbonos you brought for me in the midbar? Amar l'fanei ribono shalom hol ve'ein shichol v'nei kisik v'decha shem lo tishkach li maisa egel. So now we get nervous. Oh, you mean you never forget? Forgetfulness is something we sort of count on sometimes. If you never forget, maybe you're never going to forget the Chet HaEgel. So Amar La, Hashem says to Knesset Yisrael, Gam Eile Tishkachana, Tishkachana, that I've forgotten. Amar L'Fan of Ribon Shalom, Hol V'yeshichol V'nei Kisek V'decha, Shem Tishkach Li Maisa Sinai. Uh-oh, if you do forget, maybe you forget about Har Sinai. Amar La, so Hashem says back, V'anochi Lo Ashkachech, don't worry, I'm not forgetting Har Sinai. V'ayinu Zom Rablazor Amar Boshia, Maiduch Siv Gam Eile Tishkachana, Zem Maisa Egel, V'anochi Lo Ashkachech, Zem Maisa Sinai. That the Maisa Egel Hashem forgets, Maisa Sinai, Hashem doesn't forget. That's a very important yisod. Forgetfulness in part of Halachta B'drachav is that we have to have selective forgetfulness. It's important to forget the time that the person slighted us, the time that we felt insulted. The time it's important to forget things like that. It's important not to forget the time someone did us a favor and how we have to have Hakaras Hatov for that. You have to have selective forgetfulness. A person can't forget anything, then their life is going to be a miserable life. Chassidim Arishonim Arishon Sha'achas. We said the Chassidim Arishonim would wait Sha'achas before they daven. Minani mili, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, right where they get this from. So Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amar Kra, Pasuk says, Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha. Pasuk says, "Ashrei Yosher Veisachav." Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, "I'm a spalt sarach lishol shah achas achret filasav." Someone who davens has to wait another shah after he davens. Shneimar, "Ach tzadikim yodul shimcha yeshvu yisharim es panecha." Tani nami alchi. We have a brayso that says just like this: "I'm a spalt sarach shiyish shah achas kodem filasav, v'shah achas achret filasav." You spend one shah before his tefila, 1 hour after his tefila. Kodem filasav minayin shneimar, "Ashrei Yosher Veisachav." Lachet filasav minayin duchsev, "Ach tzadikim yodul shimcha yeshvu yisharim es panecha." Tosus points out, "Kodem." Meaning that's why we say this pasuk before Tila LeDavid, right? The capital in Tehillim is Tila LeDavid that we call Ashrei. So that's why we say this pasuk Ashrei Yeshrei V'Secha, because it's from there that we learn that you're supposed to have something in those moments before the Tefila where you're focused on the Tefila. Maritz Chayes points out you already find very early on in very early sources that it's called that Tehillah LeDavid is called Ashrei. He says Ayin Le'el Dalarim Beis Me'malo Nemar Nun BaAshrei. The Gemara already says why. Isn't there a nun in Ashrei? What do you mean in Ashrei? In Tehillah LeDavid it should say. So you see, even in the days of Rabbi Yochanan, they already were noheg to add this, but this is a very old minhag. So you shouldn't think, because Tosfos says they were misakin, it doesn't mean like the Rishonim side. This is a very, very old minhag. They would wait an hour before davening to prepare themselves, then they would daven for an hour, and then they would get themselves back into life for an hour, where they would try to detox from the tefillah. V'chimiachas shoshon and teisha shows b'yom b'tefillah taras neich mishtameres melech neich nasis. How do they manage to pull off a schedule like that? 3 hours a day for each tefillah, 3 tefillahs a day, 9 hours. When would they ever learn? When would they ever work? El mitok shechasidim him taras mishtameres melech mishparechas. We're going to see later in Daf Lamed Hey. One of the things that being a chassid, one of the advantages of being a great chassid, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of their Torah, that the Torah will be mishtamer, that they'll remember the Torah with much less chazar. I guess, and that their malach will be misperechas. Very little work will yield very great results. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll pick up at those two dots tomorrow.